Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to I'm Burger Podcast. I'm back, and along with me, welcome Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
Ryan Talmo.
Hello.
April O'Connor, and nobody else.
By the way, really quick, when you said April, just waved at first.
Right. Well, there's the camera.
There's a video.
Yeah.
If there was no video, that would be lame. There's video. You work on that. That's fine. That works. Yeah.
And now you're checking your bank.
I know.
I'm so glad to be back.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm having a dumb day today.
I got in a lot of trouble. I got a call early this morning. Donald Sterling had asked if I would no longer bring my wife or kid to his Clipper games. He said it looked bad because they're black.
Mm-hmm. So the team isn't, so it's, nor are the fans or anyone in Los Angeles.
Well, you know, his real name is Iskowitz or something along those lines.
His real name?
Yeah, his last name. He's
Jewish.
A Jew. Yeah, he's a Jew. It hurt me so bad when I found out he was Jewish because I'm like, right? I mean, we had Jesus.
Not in the wind.
Right? But like, that was the thing. We started out with like Moses and Jesus. We were like in the wind.
Both black guys probably.
Right? Then Hitler. Yeah. And now Sterling.
Yes.
Only famous Jews, by the way.
Four of them.
Only
four
famous
the guy
Jews.
Who invented the There's Al Jolson. Who cares about him?
There's Al Jolson, but whatever.
You forgot about Woody Allen, too.
So. Woody Allen,
he rapes kids, so
there you go. I was trying to kind of leave him low-key.
Yeah, so six famous Jews.
Al Jolson, Woody Allen, balanced out. There we go. And so Donald Sterling... you know, it was like I was talking about it at a show, but I was telling some people about that. And I said, you know, if my wife was going to go hang around hot male athletes, I'd want it to be Magic Johnson.
Right, exactly.
You know? Because, I mean, that's the thing. It's like most likely she's not going to fuck around with him. And if she does, then she got AIDS. Fuck her then, huh?
That's so Karma. Easy to prove she fucked him in the divorce court.
Yeah. Right?
It's like, do you have AIDS? Yes. Okay, you fucked him.
There you go.
Does he have AIDS, though? That's
not
the
anymore.
Question.
No,
it goes away.
He got the good kind.
He's got rich guy AIDS.
Yeah, that's the
so
good kind.
So he can live with it for 35 years.
You know what I like?
It never turns to AIDS.
Well, you know, and I don't want to jump off Sterling too much, but I love that Magic Johnson's got AIDS. His wife doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I put a condom on with me and my fixed wife. Like, yeah.
Fixed.
You know? Well, yeah, she had to wear the bucket for a while. It was horrible. But so Donald Sterling.
Diaphragm, is that the bucket?
The dog cone.
Oh, hey, by the way, guys.
Okay.
800-893-9562. Again, 800-893-9562. Go ahead and call in. We'd love to talk to you. I know we got some people out there. I don't know where the hell my phone thing is.
Mindy.
Where's my phone thing? I don't have a phone thing up here. Okay, you got to get on them sometimes.
Mindy will fix it.
Mindy's a great person.
She'll make it better.
She's fantastic. I literally, her entire.
You want a ringing?
No, sweetie. I want my whole phone system where I can actually see if there's calls or not.
Yeah, it's not on the computer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the thing. Yeah, I don't know if THC has ruined your whole mind, but.
She's got AC
there we
in
go.
There.
Thank you. All right.
Woo!
Yeah, now I'm going to blame you because there's no fucking calls.
I'll give you kind warnings when people do call.
Yeah, please do. Warnings. You know why? Because I tried to call in. Well, I tried to call in last week or the week before I did a show with Keith Reza, nice guy. But yeah, I couldn't call in. I was flipping out. It was pissing me off. I was cussing you out because I couldn't call in.
It wasn't me, of course.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know. It wasn't Jesus, it was God, but they didn't put him on a cross.
Was that the night where like severely high and we could not like concentrate?
Yes, I was sitting here going, well, how much time do we have left?
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
The worst show ever where our one comment on the Facebook page was, where the fuck was Burger? Megan was fun.
Megan was the only one talking.
Of course
she was fun.
Preston tried to form a sentence. Did not work out so well.
Not so much.
Great.
Yeah,
drugs are for people who can handle them. It's just,
basically. You were talking about Sterling, and I noticed that you posted about how you were saying, you're like, I'm breaking this news right now that she might be a transgender,
I may be wrong.
No, I've actually Googled that and found other people saying
Thank
that.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Is it coming out with like high school pictures, but they didn't come out with younger than high school.
Well, she's got a bunch of aliases.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And
the V always throws me off when you do the initial with the period.
And it's just the way that she talks. If you listen to the interview,
her jawbone.
Yeah.
I wish we had a picture of her.
Oh, yeah. People have seen her.
Everyone's seen her.
She's 20 years old, right?
She's 23.
Something like
she's
23 now. Okay.
I saw her at a club. Her hands are bigger than her balls.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. If you've really looked at her, though,
that's how you can tell. The ankles,
the Adam's apple. Like,
if there's
things.
An apple, there's the banana. No.
There's a banana. I gotta get.
She's like half black, half Mexican.
Mexican,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, she's half Vermite.
But really, Sterling. This all came out, and it's a bad thing. I'm not surprised.
That's what I'm saying. People are surprised that an 81-year-old billionaire is a racist.
No one's really surprised. I don't think anyone's surprised.
They're just pissed.
But he's a Jew. He's not an old white guy. I get it if he's an old white guy, but
the Jews do claim to be the chosen people, though.
We are.
They do hold some.
We are better than everyone else, but we don't say it out loud.
Right. Yes.
We just think it all the time. It's different.
You keep it in the Torah that no one can read but you guys.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's all it is. I mean, but it's low key, and he's jumping out, and then he's saying like the black Jews are worse than the white Jews. He was saying like that's the whole thing. Even in Israel or whatever, you know, the black Jews are less than the white Jews and all. I guess to some people, idiots, but not in general. I mean, it was the Israelis who went over and got all the Ethiopian Jews, swooped them up and brought them to Israel.
I just think it's old people. Like, old people of every color are just particularly racist. Like,
Because when they were kids,
it was...
That's what they're raised
everyone
on.
Was racist.
That's what it was like.
So they're still raised. Like, how this is shocking to anyone blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make it okay...
No, by no means.
Not surprised at all.
The whole thing with the girl, she recorded the conversation, which is actually completely illegal at the same time.
And she's got hundreds of hours. And then some of her Instagram, she was hashtagging different publishing companies.
Yeah.
So who she was going to sell them to?
It's like a double-edged sword. Like, they're both like just bad people right now. I would not want to date that
person. They're both pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Is anyone surprised the 23-year-old fucking the 81-year-old is a bad person?
No. Well, that's
what we're not fucking him for his personality.
No.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but most of what she was doing was sucking his toes.
Oh, that's what she did.
He has a foot fetish where he likes his toes played with. He's been known to mess with transgender people.
That is a transgender kind
of
thing.
And you know, yeah. But,
wait, what?
And see, this is the funny thing, though. So Magic Johnson, all these people come out, right, against him. So you're going to tell me in all these years, this motherfucking old-ass Jew has never uttered all this bullshit at one of the parties and at one time?
Oh, no.
You're going to tell me Magic never heard him?
No, he's also had some charges brought up against him, lawsuits.
Discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Having to do with his real estate. He also doesn't rent to, you know... ethnic people of color, or people, minorities.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, if you guys look at Billie Holiday, if you guys know who Billie Holiday is. Okay. So Billie Holiday had to go in the back door. She couldn't have lunch with some of the other band because they were white and she was black and all this stuff. And you know why? Because she wanted to perform at white theaters. And in order to do so, she had to follow these rules.
Mm-hmm.
How about doing this? How about, hey, fuck the white theater. I'm going to perform for black people. And you know what? If they got a nickel next to the white person's quarter, whatever, I'll make it off of that.
Yeah.
But fuck you. I'm not going through the back. You want me to come in? I come in through the front. And I guarantee you shit would have changed like that. But when you placate to these motherfuckers, and I guarantee you Magic Johnson heard this motherfucker utter this bullshit somewhere else. He probably said it to Magic Johnson when he was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, black kid, something, you know, and Magic laughed it off because he was hoping to make those millions and now he's got the billions and now it came public and everyone's like,
No, it's just, I mean, I've heard rumors that, you know, that it was almost like a setup, like this girl was planted in this guy's life so that she could out him and that they could take over the people.
They've wanted him gone forever.
David Stern is a mastermind, apparently.
The people that own the, what is the organization that Magic is with that owns the Dodgers?
I think they just call them the Dodgers group. I don't know what the name is.
It's a big investment group.
Yeah, it was an investment group.
Feeders and shit.
So. Yeah. Something Berg. Some name like that.
The Bilderbergs?
No, it's not Bilderbergs.
What? Oh, it's a bigger conspiracy.
The Goldbergs?
Goldberger and DeBilderberg. They're owning everything now.
Goldberg's is it Jeff Carlin?
Yes.
Is he doing this shit?
Something
or Jeff Carlin? Is it Jeff Carlin? Goldberg's.
Oh man.
Oh God.
The shitty Wonder Years with a fat dad.
Ah, it's a terrible show too. No, but the whole thing, and I just gotta say with the commissioner, when he just said ban for life for an 81-year-old, he's gonna croak any day.
Oh yeah.
Right? Well, that was the thing. I was listening on the radio to some LA guys, and they were saying that a few years ago, like maybe 5 years ago, Sterling was sick, like pretty sick. And David Stern, the commissioner who would, you know, he was the commissioner up until like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Him and the other owners of the NBA teams were just like, okay, he's going to die in the next, you know, year or so because he's really sick.
Just ride it out.
Ride it out. We won't have to kick him out. He's going to be dead. And then we won't have to fucking deal with him anymore. But then he's a fucking billionaire, so he bought body parts and got better.
Yeah,
so
he bought
he's
a
not
new
fucking
life.
Sick anymore.
Bought a new heart. Yeah. Aww.
Yes. Like when Michael Jackson showed up at his own funeral.
Maybe it's a lot more
funeral.
Black than his last one.
No, it's a
black.
Yes,
no, maybe, okay.
He
maybe
bought Dick Cheney's old heart.
He got a new heart. He wasn't racist before. And then like in a horror movie, like where they get the murderer's heart and they start killing people.
Oh, he got a heart of a KKK guy.
And that's what it is. Yeah. It's not his fault.
He got Bundy's old heart because... It's all connected. This whole world's connected. It's weird that the Clippers have brought the Clippers in Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles. They're together now.
Yeah,
finally.
Well, it's a huge deal. It'd be interesting. I mean,
I
obviously
mean,
there'd
I
be
like
this outcry.
I like the Clippers because
right, you can't like the Lakers because you're from Boston.
Yes,
you can't like the Lakers. You have to like the Clippers.
You'd be banned.
Yeah. But the Clippers were always
wasn't Larry Bird from Boston?
Uh huh.
Yeah,
okay. I liked Larry Bird.
Yeah.
There was a good black player.
Best black player that ever lived.
Right? Oh, man.
You know a lot about basketball.
Michael Jordan, best Jewish player that ever lived.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Him and Sandy Koufax, two best Jewish athletes of all time.
I love Michael Jordan. I just think it weighs so heavy to have gotten your own father killed for gambling.
That's true. Yeah.
But back to Sterling, that racist. You know, so here's the thing is... I always say he's not racist, he's prejudiced. If he was racist, he wouldn't mess around with anyone who wasn't white. And then he can't, or Jewish, actually, I should say. If he was racist, he wouldn't mess around with anyone who wasn't Jewish. So he's just a prejudiced old piece of shit.
Yeah.
Shocker.
But exactly. The point does stand, should he be, have his team revoked?
See, I was just going to ask you about that, because like as a libertarian, Berger, how do you feel about, and I mean, the league has... You know, there's
did you
shit
call me
there.
A libertarian?
Yeah.
You seem like one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like pro-death penalty. I'm pro-abortion. I mean, not pro-abortion. I'm
pro-choice.
Abortion.
I'm anti-choice. I'm anti-choice. Abortion. No.
You have to get an abortion. Yeah. You don't get to choose to not get an abortion.
But is it okay
for, I mean, yeah, he's a racist piece of shit.
Whatever. Don't play for him. If you don't play for him, if no one plays for him, you know what he won't have?
Team.
There you go.
He won't have black players. He won't have a good team.
Yeah. And if white players play for him, then they'll either look like dicks or they'll get their asses beat
and
or they'll look superior.
And they'll never be on another team again. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
they're
going to
vote. All the team owners.
Right.
Get the vote, too.
They've
got to
be three-fourths of a vote. Yeah. No owner's going to say yes.
Exactly. No fucking owner. Do you not? Because it's not anonymous.
Yeah.
No owner is going to be like, no, let's keep the guy.
Yeah.
Because then everyone's going to be like, hey,
they'll
dick.
Get lynched by,
yeah,
them,
exactly.
by their players.
Then the same thing that happened with the Clippers is going to happen there, where there's going to be a fucking protest and riot in the city.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think that it's could be a slippery slope where they force him out. But at the same time, he's part of an organization. He's one of 30. And he has to be a positive influence on, as he's 1/30th of this giant organization.
Yeah.
And if he's not in the best interests of the organization, then the other people that are members of this organization should be able to at least vote democratically to get him out if they don't want him there.
Well, that's the thing. And which one of them hasn't said something racist or something prejudiced or something?
Oh, well,
you know?
That's the thing. Like all the billionaire football owners and basketball owners, if you know,
are you
at least
me,
half of them are fucking racist.
Are you telling
I'm sure.
me a bunch of rich white men?
Right.
Might be racist?
Right.
Wait a second.
Right.
Back up.
Is this shocking?
Like, of
it's
course.
It's not even that. You know, I mean, even like all these other people, like how many, when is Spike Lee going to be banned from going to games because he says so many racist things? You
right.
know? I mean, you know, where are we going to stop? And all I'm saying is, yeah, what should happen is morality should overrule. No one should play for this guy, and he should just be ousted out of the league. Broke.
Yeah.
You know? He's not going to be broke. Well, he's going to sell the team for half a billion to a billion dollars.
Broke, I mean down to a few bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's only going to be, poor Sterling.
Did you guys see any of that stuff about his...
$7 billion now.
About his son getting murdered or something?
His son overdosed.
Overdosed.
Yeah, on black cock.
He wasn't sad that his son was dead. He was just sad about the black cock thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a needle in his arm, so no one knew about the black cock.
Why would you die with black cock in your mouth?
No, I taught you better. You should die with white cock in your mouth. You should die with circumcised Jewish cock in your mouth.
No, but that's the whole thing. It's just so silly. It's all so ridiculous. You know what it is? It's just simply this is what they do until they get caught. When they get caught, they all turn on each other, and then he goes down, but he doesn't really go down because he just goes to the side. He'll be back. The one thing I like about this guy is he has yet to apologize.
Oh, he won't.
He won't apologize.
I don't think he will.
But why should he? What was he going to apologize to us? We're not even in the same tax bracket.
Right. And it's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything.
It's not going to erase it. It doesn't matter. He's not fucking sorry. So don't apologize. It'd be an empty apology.
Yeah.
It'd be one of those things where his fucking lawyer, somebody says apologize, and he does it. He doesn't fucking mean it.
And it's just a PR move. It's not really.
He doesn't mean it. He's going to say the same shit till the day he dies. It'll probably be his last words.
Well, that's what killed Michael Richards. Like, if he would have literally came out and he would have just been like, hey, you know what? I said a lot of mean things. And I just want to let everyone know that I have so much money that I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I have more money than I will ever need. And you can't do anything to me, so ha-ha, fuck you. Everybody would have went, okay. Yeah, you're right.
He hasn't commented on that. I thought he said he did. He lost his cool.
He just did recently.
No, he apologized on Letterman.
Who did?
Seinfeld was on Letterman, and then they had a video feed of Richards apologizing.
Oh, he did a bunch of apologies.
Yeah.
But if he could have come out and said, okay, look, I was trying to do something edgy. I didn't. I'm not a stand-up comic. I'm a comic actor. And by the way, if this was 5 years ago, no one would have fucking seen this.
Because
everyone had cameras in the club, and you were able to, regardless of what he did, I think it was him being a shitty comic and trying something.
And getting rattled by a heckler that happened to be black.
And he didn't know how to handle it.
In the year 2004, before everyone had fucking video phones on their cameras, nothing would have happened. There were 80 people would have known about it because they were there. And then there would have been like weird rumors about, Michael Richards is a huge racist. And they'd be like, Kramer's not racist. But there's proof of him, shouting nigger 100 times.
But this is the thing. If he would have just came out and said, look, I said it. Fuck you. I'm rich.
Right.
I have so much money that I will never be broke if I never work again. So fuck everyone. Everyone went, that's Kramer. But he pushed out and went, sorry.
Well, he said
Afro-Americans on Letterman. Yeah, that was even worse.
But that's why nobody can fuck with this Donald Sterling guy, because he's like, I'm going to go to dinner tonight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to dinner and I'm going to bang four more trannies. I'm going to bang four more trannies. I'm going to spend more at dinner than most of you make in a year.
Yeah,
exactly.
How's that? He didn't give a shit.
Yeah, he's my tip on dinner tonight is more than your paycheck.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't tip.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't tip.
Just the tip.
But 12% in a Sterling dinner is still like $800.
A racist Jew. Yeah. Like, how little would a racist Jew tip a black waiter? My God.
Take $100 off my bill?
Thank you.
I got a tip for you. You should get a new job.
The waiter's going to walk away going, wait, did someone steal my tips?
Yeah. All my tips are gone.
Jesus.
Good old Sterling. The thing is, 100 hours of conversation recorded.
That's crazy.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Who wants to talk to any woman that long?
That is clearly like, she's fucking scandalous. That's like pure, like that.
Again.
Trifling.
No 23-year-old woman is fucking an 81-year-old billionaire.
Yeah. I don't want to be 81 and he's famous. I don't.
Like, of course she had a fucking slant. Like, also, no one should be surprised she has 100 hours. No one should be surprised he's racist. No one should be surprised she recorded every racist thing.
I'm sure she started recording conversations the day after the Mel Gibson shit came out.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
She's smart.
If she would have done it first, okay, people would have listened. But now she just looks like another cunt.
Yeah.
Who tricks some old guy.
What a hack she is.
Right? She's a hack sugar daddy or sugar mama, whatever the fuck she is.
A hack sugar
mama. She's a guy.
Mama.
She's a
guy. That's the time we live in now.
She's a guy. But, you know.
She definitely could have a dick. I'm pretty sure.
I'm thinking trans. I'm sticking with it. Thank you,
is
April, because I needed some
Seattle
backup.
I think you needed some validation.
Andy from Seattle. I heard from him.
Oh, guys, again, the call-in number is 800-893.
Andy's cool.
9562.
What else are we on? What's next?
You know, one of the cool things is because May Day was today.
Oh, yeah.
May Day.
It's the day that it's an immigrant day.
Yeah.
It's to march for rights for immigrants, or, you know, what they say, or as you say correctly, people who illegally come in the country. So it's kind of like what it would be like. It would be like a house invasion rights march in a sense. But it's like a country invasion rights march.
I want to start a DUI rights march.
Right? I mean, why not? My thing is open the borders. I'm a big person for open the borders. Fucking no one owns land. No one has a real country.
I think that we're in Mexico. This used to be Mexico.
Well, before that, it used to be other places. And that's the thing. I mean, people don't even. It's like the Indians when we call them Native Americans. They're Asiatic. We know that. So they're not native to America. They came here and, you know, blah, everyone's disgusting. Everyone's
We're all
an
Africans,
asshole.
Guys. Yeah, exactly. We're all Africans.
Except Jews. We're better.
Lucy. All Jews.
We're all humans. How about that, guys?
So they did the May Day. They did the May Day march.
Yeah. In downtown.
And dance around the maypole.
And it's kind of died out a little.
They're not getting as much attendance.
This one was like the third daughter's quinceañera.
That's brutal.
Been there, done that.
Hand me down dress and all.
Right, yeah, you're kind of showing up in jeans. Yeah. You know, maybe you're doing the hokey pokey instead of some Mexican dance, you know. It like changes a little. But so, yeah, it's kind of died out, whatever. But what it reminds me of, and I'm going to say, this day, or this week, mm-hmm. In the 90s.
Happened this week in the 90s, baby?
Oh, my God. I was a child when this happened.
Where's Mindy? Yeah.
Oh, she's... Right, just whip up any 90s song. Mid-90s.
Give him a 90s song, Mindy.
Preferably Sublime.
Sublime. Yes. Oh, yeah. Sublime.
Way to be ready. Put your shirt back on, Mindy.
The Riot song.
Yeah, put your shirt back on, Mindy. That's great.
Yowza.
I was actually in third grade when this whole thing happened, but the LA riots...
Yep.
April 29th.
Yeah.
1992.
I was in third grade when it happened. No idea what was going on. My third grade teacher actually stopped the class and explained what was going on. And it was like, I lived in a suburban, you know.
Your teacher explained the Rodney
King
riots.
In California. In Los Angeles.
In San Diego, actually.
He was in San Diego. I was in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my teacher just said,
There we go. We got music.
Yeah.
So my third grade teacher pretty much broke down saying, yeah, the blacks and the whites are not getting along.
That's all she said.
It's a he teacher.
It's the black and whites.
You got a call?
Yeah, we do have a caller. Actually, caller, where were you during the LA riots? Caller, what's your name?
I was living in Las Vegas. I was still
Chuck?
In the military at the time.
Is this Chuck? Vegas? Chuck? Is this Chuck?
That would be me.
Oh,
I knew. I saw 951, and I knew it was you.
Okay, we've been missing you, buddy. Hey, you were in Vegas during the LA riots?
Oh, yeah, I lived in Vegas during the LA riots.
And you were in the military?
Yes, I was.
Did they have you ready to come out and kill Blackie?
That's what they had to do. They actually sent out the military out.
Right? They were getting everyone ready, right?
They recalled us to the base, and... They were issuing out riot gear, and they're like, "You prepared? They might storm the base." I'm like,
"Damn,
really?
Having you punch? Getting serious?
Yeah, having you punch cardboard cutouts of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for no reason?
They were gonna go to South Central and then go all the way. They were gonna walk all the way to Vegas. They were gonna rip up fucking
dude. They spread
you don't know,
out.
Man.
They got to the valley,
hey,
right?
That's right, dude.
Oh,
dude,
I was.
They're gonna come tear up some casinos, and we're gonna get pissed. All right? It was like, screw that.
I was on Cherry Street in Compton.
Oh yeah, this is a great story.
I was on Cherry Street in Compton. At the time I had a 94 Mustang GT, 91 Mustang GT, and And so, was it 91? Ah, who the fuck remembers? Anyway, so I have this car. I'm at this place over here, and I lock the keys into my car. I call AAA. I'm waiting for them. I have a gun in my car, and, you know, whatever, but my car is locked up. I get in my car. I start driving home. I get home. I turn on the TV, and it's showing the riots, and they couldn't have been more than, like, a minute to 30 seconds, like a tidal wave happening behind me that I never saw. Like, they literally happened as I was there, and the wave worked its way to where I was driving the freeway.
You were in the eye of the riot hurricane.
Yeah, I was exactly. Right in front of it. Yeah, I was right in front of it, just like in the people running.
It was like the movie Twister.
Remember crazy. Like Keanu Reeves was in the motorhome or wherever, and whatever movie that was or whoever, and the motorhome's like being twisted, like torn off in the end of the world, and they make it. That was like me. I get home. But yeah, we were up on rooftops during the riots, helping protect stores.
Yeah.
All kinds of crazy shit. Yeah, I was in Pacoima, so they started rioting over there and stealing. When we say rioting, I mean stealing shit
stealing
from stores.
Stealing and lighting. Yeah. Exactly.
Breaking, all my friends, breaking windows and taking shit and lighting shit on fire.
All because an alcoholic man, you know, got his ass beat
guy
by
on
the
PCP,
police.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Chuck, go on. What were you saying?
He was on PCP, too?
It does show us one thing. We need to go in to our black neighborhoods and teach them how to riot. Don't burn down your own damn place.
Mom and pop
go
and shit.
Go somewhere else. Well,
they went to K-Town.
They went to Koreatown and burned the Korean stuff.
Wouldn't that make us stupid, though, Chuck?
I mean, if you think about it, I think it's fine. City Hall yeah. or like the police station or something
no,
like...
No, they wanted businesses. Well, they wanted personal businesses.
But why did
they...
Well,
what do you think they're going to be able to steal out of City Hall, though? You know, so...
Right? Their records. Their files. Their arrest records.
You know? That was before there was major internet backing of all your records.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Shaquan wasn't a hooker.
The files.
You know? I mean, all
Shaquan became Shaquita.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, Shaquan changing her name.
You know, yeah, I mean, the whole thing was insane. But when they went down to Koreatown, did you see what happened, though? The Koreans busted out with Uzis.
Oh, yeah.
They busted out with fucking shotguns, Uzis.
Yeah, they took care of it.
All the police forces in Beverly Hills.
They sent all the cops to the rich parts.
You know what the cops told us? Because a buddy of mine, his family owned a store right on Van Nuys and Plummer, and where they were rioting and looting. And so they asked us if we'd all come down. So we all got our guns, and I came down with like a shotgun, a couple guns.
Plummer, like Chatsworth-ish?
No, in it's like Arleta, where this is. Arleta, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And so we go down there, and the cops come by, and what they told us was, if you shoot anyone, kill them. Because we don't want two sides to the story.
Oh,
was
that's
like,
amazing.
It was like, all right then.
Yeah.
That's fucking dark.
It's almost, no, it's just like Hurricane
just
Katrina.
Cleaning up
paperwork. It's the same thing.
When people are scared and angry, bad things will happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. It's mob mentality. It's fucking chaos.
Yeah. It's like what you said. It's a tidal wave. It just like took over, absorbed every community. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just South Central. It started spreading out to other communities. And they just started like, fuck it.
And it's pure ignorance.
The party.
Yeah, it was pure ignorance, and it accomplished nothing.
If it starts in one location, and then the rich people get scared, and they're like, oh, fuck, they're going to come for our shit. Mm-hmm. Then all the cops go to the rich people's area. And then the other people are like, hey, there's no fucking cops around. I'm going to start stealing shit.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they don't even give a shit about Rodney King. There's like free reign to rob the bank.
My friends were planning stores.
Get some stereo
my friends were planning stores that way. Yeah. I wrote a song about it. I believe we just listened to it.
Yeah.
Did you see some of the interviews that were done from when people were stealing stuff? One dude actually broke up and said they killed Martin Luther King. So some of them didn't even know what the hell they were rioting.
Yeah, they didn't know what was going on. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine if he got killed again. That would suck. Hey, Chuck, thank you so much for calling in, buddy. It's great to hear from you. I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Good night.
Thanks,
buddy. Have a great night, brother.
Love you, Chuck.
You remember they were when Oscar Grant got shot? Remember the Bart?
Yeah, up north.
You got shot in the back. They were having riots up there too.
Yeah. That was the Metro guy in Oakland.
Yeah, the Bart system. The Bart system.
But that's nothing like what happened in L.A.
Pales in comparison. No.
And you know what's funny is a buddy of mine, Efren, this kid from Pacoima, got shot six times by police. Or I'm sorry, by six police officers. He pulled a broomstick on him. This was a couple weeks after the Rodney King thing, pulled a broomstick on him, and they shot him like a bunch of times, killed him.
Yeah.
And you know what everyone in the neighborhood said? He's a fucking gangbanger. You know, and he was. Yeah. He was a friend of mine, but he was a gangbanger.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
He was going to kill people. Whatever. Right. No one gives a shit. Yeah. And that was the thing is, Rodney King was a piece of shit, you know.
He was on PCP driving 110 on the fucking 101.
What if he'd have killed your kid or your mom or your dad or your brother or sister? Yeah.
That story could have, like, if something, if he'd gotten in an accident.
Oh, it could have been so much worse.
Oh, some idiot on drugs.
But the same thing, that came from video. That came from somebody filming this.
Yeah.
The beginning of it all.
But not, no, they didn't have the beginning of it.
No, no, I mean the beginning of all the filming.
Well, yeah. They didn't have the beginning of it. They started filming once he was already getting his ass whooped. You have no idea what he did before that. Not defending him in any way.
In the bushes.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, there's always, you know.
Besides,
it's perspective.
You don't know what he's grabbing for. You don't know how many times he's getting up. And here's the thing. They could have shot him. They had
have you
every
ever
right
done PCP before?
Him.
People are fucking crazy. Yeah. They will go, you have like superhuman strength. You will like.
Well, Rodney King's fucking big guy.
Yeah. Imagine having superhuman strength and it takes like six fucking cops to hold you down. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, but that was the thing is they could have, no one ever realized that. They could have shot him if they were so racist.
Yeah.
They could have just shot him rightfully.
But it doesn't feel as good as hitting someone with
a shotgun. No,
hit him with your bullets.
This is the thing. It's like the whole Mark Furman thing and all this stuff and everything they brought up. You know what? If you want to, you could show video footage of me saying all kinds of derogatory words. Whatever. I don't give a shit, you know? If you want to call me racist, fine, I'm racist. If you want to call me prejudiced, I'm prejudiced. Just know who I am to know who
racist.
I hate. But nobody's
no,
is. Nobody's racist. Right. Yeah, remember that bit, right? Nobody's dick's racist.
No.
That's the truth. You know, well, that's what everyone said. You know, it was like they always say.
Do you know where that's from?
What? Your dick ain't racist?
No, that's what John Mayer said. Do you remember that?
Oh, God,
he was talking about him allegedly, like he was like
his
dating
dick
Rihanna.
Was racist.
He said something like they were
that his dick
asking.
Was racist.
Yeah, he said his dick was a white supremacist in a Playboy interview or
that
something.
He said it wouldn't go in anything but white girls.
Yeah, and that was because there was rumor of him dating Rihanna.
Right.
But you know
and
what?
He called his dick a white supremacist and a Playboy.
What an idiot.
Just to go off topic, but I digress.
But he's a liar. And that's the thing. You know, it's like.
Because he would have fucked Rihanna if he could have.
But you know what it is?
I would fuck Rihanna.
Right? Seriously.
But here's
we
the
always
thing.
Fuck
Rihanna. Well, here's the thing. Would you ever sleep with a black guy? Well, let me tell you this, though.
Yeah.
What you
of
really
course.
Need to know is am I talking about, like, you know, am I talking about, like, Chris Rock? Or Sidney Poitier, or like, you know, what's that guy?
Or Rodney King.
Or Rodney King. Whoa. You know, it really depends.
Chris
you know?
Rock.
Who's the guy? I went old. You know, I couldn't remember Denzel Washington.
Would you fuck Denzel Washington?
Yes, right? Good looking guy. Great looking guy, handsome, successful, all this stuff.
No brainer.
Would you fuck Flavor Flav?
Ew.
But does that mean you hate black guys?
Not at all.
Right,
exactly.
Right, of course not.
And that's the thing. So none of us are racist. None of us hate anyone. No one gives a shit. And when the world realizes that, we realize we're separated by classes. Yeah. You have rich and poor. Yeah. That's all.
That's
right.
All it is. And that's really all. That's what a lot of race relations comes down to, too.
And speaking of rich, in two ways.
It's not rich or poor, even, because I've, like, you know, encountered some rich fucking douchebags where I've been like, wow, you are just too much of an asshole for me to hang out with. Like, even with all the promised fucking travels around the world, I'm just like, you are such a cunt. I can't even.
You know what
you
it
make
is?
Make my fucking punani sad. Because you're just such a cunt.
Rich, there's good and bad and rich and poor. There's good rich people and bad rich people. There's good poor people and bad poor people. But you know what the difference is? A bad rich person can do harm. A bad poor person, not so much.
No, they do bad things to themselves. That's all they do.
And a bad poor person can do harm to way less people than a bad rich person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of rich people, what do we have coming up?
Are we talking about?
Oh, we are.
This giant cunt.
Cunt of the week.
Miss Charlene Simon.
Charlene Simon.
Why is she a bad person?
That sounds like a nice name.
She's Canadian.
Oh, they're nice people. They're nice people.
Yeah, she's a mother of three.
What about her?
Oh, mother of three.
Yeah.
What's it all about?
And what's all this cuntiness?
What's all this
she's already seemed like a wholesome woman. I don't know what's going on.
I imagine she drives a van. She's
I think
nice.
John Mayer would fuck her.
She probably brings juice boxes to soccer games.
Yes,
right?
She does.
Go on.
And while she was driving to a soccer game at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
1:30, but yeah.
She hit several bicyclists, teenage bicyclists.
Three gentlemen, yeah.
Killing two or killing one?
Killing one.
Killing one, injuring two.
She was one for two.
16.
One for three.
But that's Hall of Fame number. She's banned 333.
Oh, she's doing good.
She goes straight to the Hall of Fame. She's better than Wade Boggs.
She's the Wade Boggs of vehicular manslaughter.
Yes, exactly. Was not drunk. Nope. It was dark and accidents happen.
Yes.
And you think, okay, this is a horrible tragedy.
I mean, what were those kids doing out that late at night anyway?
Well, it's Canada.
Oh, yeah, it's mooses. Like 24 hours a day there sometimes, right?
They're going to get some Molson ice. Because I think you can drink it 6 times.
They don't have Molson out there? Yeah, that's right. It's a Canadian beer.
She killed this kid, and rightfully so. She's probably traumatized a little bit by it. She's suing the family of the dead kid for $1.5 million because she has nightmares sometimes because she killed a kid while he was riding his bike. By the way,
By the way,
the older brother of the 16-year-old that got killed went on a fucking bender because he was so depressed his little brother got killed by some cunt in a car that he died of a fucking drug overdose.
Yeah.
No shit.
So now the parents have two kids that are dead and some stupid fucking cunt whore named Charlene Simon that's suing them and their estate for all this fucking money. Because she has nightmares at night sometimes. Fuck you.
I agree. She's a cunt.
She can have nightmares. That kid's fucking dead.
Yeah.
That kid doesn't get
nightmares. I agree that she's a cunt. However, I visited Canada, and the truth of the matter is if you get hit by a car in Canada, it's your fault.
We're sweating it out.
Like, the cars don't stop. There's no pedestrian rights. So under the law in Canada, I'm not defending her in any way because it's fucked up. My dad... Like, my uncle killed himself in a drunk driving accident, and my dad's been on drugs my whole life because he's so depressed about his fucking brother dying. Like, it's...
Right.
Everybody gets sad. Shit happens. It's life. But in Canada, I saved my friend's life from who went to go cross the street because I knew that if you don't cross when you're supposed to cross and somebody hits you... You can't do shit. You can't collect. Like here in America, you can sue for anything.
And that's why she wasn't convicted criminally of hitting those
kids. And that's why she's suing them.
And rightfully shouldn't because she wasn't drunk. But she's suing for fucking emotional damages.
Morally, she's a cunt. But
how about the family of the two dead kids suing her for emotional damages? Her three kids are alive and well.
Yeah.
And having nightmares.
Well, that's what the mother said, though. She goes,
"She's a cunt."
Well, that was what the mother of the boy said.
Charlene Simon, cunt.
The mother of the boy said that.
By the law of Canada. She didn't do anything.
No one thinks she's guilty.
No.
They just think, really, bitch? No one thinks you're guilty, but you're going to sue them for killing their kid?
You killed one kid another kid by proxy.
Yeah, and injured two more.
I don't think she should go to jail, but she's in cunt jail for the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah.
Charlene Simon, if you ever come across her, tell her she's a fucking stupid fat cunt to her face. I don't even know if she's fat, but she's a fat cunt.
Horrible
cunt
bitch.
Is fat, at least.
Cunt is fat, at least.
Because I agree with you. Yes. The laws there are not pedestrian laws. They shouldn't have been on the street.
I'm not defending
that.
I'm just stating a fact.
She was right in not being guilty of vehicular manslaughter.
Right.
She's a cunt because she came back around and is suing the parents for emotional distress and the kids' estate.
$1.5 million. How much is Sterling being paid up from the NBA?
$1 billion.
He's going to sell the Clippers for half a billion.
It'll be about $1 billion. Yeah, Donald Sterling's got to pay $2.5 million.
$2.5 million. Right.
That is fucking pocket change to him.
It's a million.
I don't want to waste any more breath on that piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm just saying. She's suing a lot of money.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That would be like
Manson, like suing the Tate family for taking his whole group away.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Emotional stress. Yeah. I can't be with my crazy chicks that want to kill people for me anymore.
I don't know anything about the financial
Were you ever a Manson
family,
girl?
But... No.
What?
He was too young.
And then what? Sharon Tate was married to the producer, right?
Sharon Tate was married to Roman Polanski.
Who went on to make some great films
and fuck a kid.
Yeah. Woody Allen is.
He made
Rosemary's Baby. Definitely like some correlation between the devil worshipping Manson and Roman Polanski, I'd say. But
he also made Chinatown, which is about incest. Spoiler alert, great movie.
It's a great movie.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
What about when multitasking goes wrong, guys?
Oh yeah, let's talk about that Facebook.
That's something that I was thinking just in general. Like women, we're multitaskers. You know, because you got to like feed the baby and fucking update your Facebook.
If I had a nickel for every time I had to feed my kid out of my bed and update my Facebook.
How many times a week do we
multitasking. We drive. Yeah. We talk on the phone. We put on our makeup. We do all this stuff.
Megan bakes pies and gives me hand jobs 3 times a week at the same time. It's glorious.
In the car.
I'm the one driving, though.
She's blowing you while that fucking mixer's running.
They got an Easy Bake oven in their car. It's so cool.
Bakes pies.
No, but yeah. How about the Facebook girl?
What I mean. There was a girl who's very excited and ecstatic about it and very happy.
About a lovely song called Happy.
It made her very happy.
By Pharrell Williams.
And, you know, the song is catchy. Even little kids like it. But, you know, about 30 seconds before she killed herself with her car, she updated how that song made her happy.
How happy the song Happy makes her.
It made her so happy that
she crashed her car into a medium.
Because the song Happy makes me really happy. But then she crashed because she was updating her Facebook.
She didn't just crash.
She crossed over the median and crashed into somebody else head on. My comment when I first saw that on Facebook, because that's how I cope with death and problems. I make jokes. So I said, at least she died happy.
Yeah.
And then I got a private message from my mother on Facebook because she stalks my Facebook. And it was like, you wouldn't feel that way if it was your daughter.
Too soon.
I don't know.
Here's my thing.
Guilty.
Texting and driving, it's not safe.
Oh, yeah.
Talking on the phone and driving is fine. I won't talk on the phone. If my mom calls me, I have to do this. I don't even have to look at my fucking phone. And it's on speaker. It's not on my ear. I'm not paying attention to the road. If you're texting someone or doing a Facebook status or tweeting something, you have to do this. You can auto dictate. Even then, your mind loses.
You know, I got a buddy of mine. I don't want to say names. Jose Barrientos. We go on the road a bit. Yeah. Nice guy and great guy. Good friend of mine.
We got to bring him in again.
But he'll literally text while he's driving and he'll slow down to do so.
Terrifies me.
And no, it's not even that. It's just people think the whole fucking world revolves around them. And it's like those people who all of a sudden realize they got to make a left. And so they got to stop all traffic to make the left. He does that shit too. And you're just
from
like...
from the far right lane?
Yeah. And so you're like, hey, Dick.
I tell him, I go, hey, Dick.
You know what you need to do then, April? You go to the next fucking street.
You make four rights.
Yeah, you make a right, a right, a right, and you try again because nobody else fucked up. Just you. And that's the thing. No one else... I think we fucked up where they're going.
April had to get home in 30 more seconds.
We got a lot of runners up for cunts of the week.
Right?
Just driving.
No, I like the one you chose, though. I like the one. I thought that was a great cunt of the week. To sue a family, that's horrible. Worse than that, though. One of the most insane things brought to our attention by April.
And the Egyptians, let's be real.
Yeah, well. but now, they didn't go to this extent, which is... go ahead, tell us, April.
I don't know what's
extreme
on the list.
Extreme embalming.
Oh, ew, yeah.
Right? You told us about this.
I did tell you about that. I know, but I don't see the list.
That's right. No, it's okay. Sometimes marijuana makes things new to us all the time. You know,
it's like I'm a brand new baby.
Well, there you go. When you die, you can die.
Extreme embalming.
Taking a bong rip.
Ooh, I like that.
On a bed, just snapping a bowl and everyone could come by and load the bowl for you.
That would be while you're dying.
Right, so the people that are listening, if anyone wants to call in and tell me what you think of this, extreme embalming. It's basically when instead of having an open casket for your death, for your wake and your funeral, it's that they embalm you and then they put you in lifelike situations so people can sit down and take a selfie even. And
We looked at some pictures. There was an old lady on a bench, like in a garden scene.
In a garden, like on a bench with a boa around her neck.
There was a boxer.
But you could go sit. There was a boxer standing up.
He had his robe on. He had gloves on.
He had a very, very
dead person. Dressed like a boxer in this pose.
And people would take pictures with him.
Like he was Trigger.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my thing.
Like he was a horse.
It's terrifying enough when someone like does that with like their cat.
Yeah.
And, it's taxidermy.
Yeah. It's human taxidermy.
Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. It's human taxidermy. Because like when you go to, if someone's like, oh, that's Mittens. She died 10 years ago, but I just loved her so much I couldn't let her go.
Right?
You're now a fucking crazy person.
Bad shit crazy.
To do that to a person is, to me, it's the same fucking thing. Ooh, Mittens bizarre. And Grandma with the boa. We're all, also, was Grandma walking around wearing boas sitting on park benches a lot? Because that's right? Fucking she had, weird,
she had
Grandma.
She had a giant cigarette.
It
would
have been crazy if they didn't that Paul Williams guy or whoever it was from Fast and Furious.
If they put him in a bumper car.
In a bumper car. With a helmet.
Well, it was funny because my grandma just passed away in February. And
it was funny.
It was funny. What was funny about it was that she had this smile, and some of my cousins happened to not be okay with the smile that she had on, and they wanted to fuck. They wanted to like.
They didn't touch her face.
Oh,
they didn't do it.
No. My cousin happened to be like somebody she used to date was like that's what he did, and when they talked about it, he came down separately, wasn't part of the funeral home, set her up, made her look pretty. But she had that like kind of like half joking smirk, which I'm used to seeing her with because she's a fucking dirty bitch and makes jokes. I was like, yes, that's perfect. And then people were like, oh, I want to. Yeah, they were laughing and talking about fucking with it. Then I looked and I was like, you know, I kind of want to take a picture. I want to like take a selfie, like something. And then I thought it was really fucked up and that I would weird people out by it. And then I come to find out that my mom took a bunch of pictures of my grandmother in the casket.
She took a selfie with her in the casket next to the grandma. It's like crazy
shit. Then she's like, I don't want to look at them, but can you just sit? And I was like, I wanted to take a picture with her too. And my mom laughed and she knows the lingo. She's like, what? You wanted to do like a selfie? And
that's
then we
hysterical.
Had a, in all that drama and sadness, we had a good little chuckle.
Well, that's how you deal with it.
It was in winter. It was in February on the East Coast. And this girl comes in. I didn't even know this girl that well, but I was in the line where you shake hands. And she's like, man, it's cold outside. My hands are freezing. I was like, not as cold as Nana's.
Yeah. You dirty East Coast.
Guys, because Nana's dead. Nana's super dead.
She's cold dead.
Her hands can't ever be warm again.
Speaking of dead. Let's talk about Talmo's insides.
Oh, God. Right.
Now, you brought...
Can you please
brought,
hit the puke well, sound effect?
It'll last the last six minutes.
Okay, yeah, it will. But here's the thing. Here we go. I'll give you some of it.
Oh, God.
That's diarrhea, not vomit. That is puking. It's like wet shit. I know, but it sounds like it's called fake vomit.
It's somebody coughing and then dumping.
You know what we got this? We got this the other day when you guys were at
when they went to Subway.
Subway.
What did you eat? Because who did you bring?
Preston and I have been doing this for like now 3 weeks in a row. So it's been kind of fun. Him and I tagging along and trying out these new restaurants. And
they're not new restaurants. They're new foods.
New restaurant foods, as I meant.
Subway, guys, just came out here in the U.S.
This new thing called Subway.
Maybe you heard of it.
Look,
Jared's still 400 pounds.
Tell me.
So Subway had a new item coming out, and it was called Flatitzas. You guys saw the commercials, probably.
And Flatitza, you sound like
Flatitza,
a mongol.
Flatitza. And the commercials is all about fresh. It's made fresh.
Authentic Italian cuisine.
Yeah. And Press and I decided to get spicy Italian pizza.
How was it?
And the veggie Flatitza.
2 for $5.
It's a good deal for an enema. Is it like a cheap way to get diarrhea or is it a good deal?
Yeah, that's a great way to say it.
Right?
Edible enema.
It's basically what it was like a flatbread pita, right?
With
a terrible marinara sauce. I'm pretty sure it's the same marinara sauce they use for the meatballs.
Yeah.
And they just put this shitty toppings they have. and then cheese, and they put it in the microwave. That's it.
That's it. And not only was it terrible, but Subway sandwiches are pretty dog shit in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, are we short on breakfast places
before you start to do fucking pizza?
That's the thing. Are we short on breakfast places?
I want you to tell me the way that Megan described it to me.
Yeah, I liked it.
I want you to describe just
because Megan was there.
I was Megan had a bite and a couple of the veggies on the top. Right? Keep telling me.
The bell peppers are good. You can pick the bell peppers off the top.
What did you say it reminded you of?
It tastes like elementary school pizza.
Yeah.
Like when you're poor and your mom won't make you a lunch, like you get the free school lunch.
Like Sicilian style.
It tastes like that slice of incredibly greasy where it's just glistening. Glistening cheese.
Rectangles.
Yeah.
They didn't make something, they just put something together.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they went, we have this. It's a pizza?
Yeah.
Like that's what it was.
Also, very angrily slapped it together. They were not happy they had to make this. It was a lot bigger process than making the sandwich.
They just work afternoons and evenings.
Yeah, is dead, where she doesn't have to, like, I got to get veggies. I have to go across the way for my coworkers.
No,
working.
I'll say the bigger issue is this, and I do.
Sandwich artist.
Those poor Subway employees, their lives are already shit because they're fucking working at Subway.
Basically.
And instead of just when you get a sandwich and they slap the shit together, for the meat, they have to cut it. They make them cut it
the
in
tomatoes,
half.
Too.
And the tomatoes, they make them cut it in half.
Yeah.
Juice!
The pizza. So this poor woman is standing there cutting shit and just hating her fucking life.
Hating you, putting awesome energy into the food you're about to eat.
Yeah, remember when it was teenager American teenagers that were like having fun on their fucking job,
and
getting ready to go into the real world?
Yeah, in high school.
But you know what? But it was a lot better than fucking, the dude who fucking hates my guts.
Yeah.
Or
the Mexican mother of 13.
Exactly. Right?
Who blames me for fucking not allowing her here, but I don't give a shit. She can come all she wants.
Just to say how much this
When
I was in high school, my friend, this was in 2002, he worked at Carl's Jr. in Laguna Hills in South Orange County. He worked at Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That would never happen.
No.
And he still does.
Twelve years later.
But there used to be, it was always, when I was a kid, we used to joke about when they were hiring seniors. Like they were doing it to be nice. We thought that's silly. But whatever. Okay. So seniors and teenagers. But then it's like, this dude's got like a family and six kids in a house.
Right. Yeah.
And he's trying to work double shifts and all this stuff, and it's like a career for... Nah, this was for kids.
It's terrible. Yeah. Like, this is what I want to say this about, like, my experience of filming these two dumb idiots, which, by the way, I just want to say, for some fucking dumb reason, they've been really disappointed that the food hasn't been as good as they thought.
Can I propose something?
We're going to a good place
next. Can I propose something?
Yeah, we fucking are.
If it's five meals for under $5, if it's five for each one of us, I will make you something... bomb as fuck for the equivalent of
make and we have the judges.
April just opened her own fucking kitchen and
which,
she's charging us.
I could do that too.
Talmud would
be sick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he couldn't eat real food. Yeah, Talmud can't eat real food.
Or clean.
Yeah, real food
would
kill
him. She went to go get the Filatiza and I sent her a picture mail of me eating buffalo steak and a bunch of bomb veggies, all organic. And was like, have fun with that.
Yeah, I just like the world to know that that's what I missed out on.
Yeah,
this week we're going to L.A. We're going black just to fuck with Sterling.
Nice.
Well, here's the thing. From now on,
we're doing either barbecue or soul food.
It's good soul food.
You
want to
do real soul food?
No, no more fast food.
Okay, I'll take you to a
real soul food
place. Yeah, we'll go.
Cheap bomb food, not disgusting.
But real good food in L.A.
Affordable.
That maybe you haven't heard of.
Okay,
listen, guys, we're about a minute out. Why don't we talk about what we got going on this week? Megan, we'll start with you.
Well, May 16th, me and the dumb idiot to my left, Preston Blaine, we've worked on a really great pilot, and we're doing a premiere on May 16th, and it's going to be an awesome comedy show with a bunch of funny comics, so there's that, and Workout Room every Wednesday at a secret location in Echo Park. It's a backyard.
Hell yeah, Preston.
May 16th show is at Echoes Under Sunset, preston-blaine.squarespace.com.
Everyone follow Preston's lead.
Beards and Broads show next Friday.
I'm on that shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck,
yeah. Yeah, you too. May 11th, Mother's Day, I'm going to be at Flappers.
Yeah.
Burbank. My mom's going to be here, too.
Oh, yeah, by the way, my hair's getting cut in the show next week, isn't it?
Yeah, we are going to be cutting your hair, guys.
And then my mom might be...
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing this week. I got something coming up this weekend. Other than that, I'll
you
just
have 15
be...
seconds.
My daughter's got a soccer tournament. That's what I'm going to be at this weekend. Yeah. She's doing a soccer tournament. I'll be at that most of the weekend. And then other than that, I'll be high. Guys, thank you so much. I'm Burger Podcast. It's been great having you. Call in next week. Join us. We love you.
Woo. Peace. Good night.